A court has ordered the federal government to decide whether the northern long-eared bat should be listed as an endangered species by the end of next year. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, because of the deadly fungal disease, white-nose syndrome, the bat's numbers have gotten dangerously low.
Though it's a state-endangered species in Indiana, it's only listed as threatened at the federal level. That means there are situations where its habitat can be destroyed to make way for things like new development. Last year, a federal court called the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's threatened listing arbitrary and capricious, and said it should be reevaluated. The agency wanted up to 4 years to do that, but this week, that request was denied.
White-nose syndrome has already spread throughout the entirety of its range within 6 years of listing, and so it really needs protections now.
That's Ryan Shannon, a staff attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity. He says hundreds of species are on a backlog waiting to be federally listed. In a statement, the Fish and Wildlife Service says for more than two decades, the number and cost of these listing decisions has exceeded the agency's budget for them. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.